Shalom Avraham, Bez Hashem, continue with Tiferes Yisrael, Maral Tiferes Yisrael, Shir number 21. We're going to pick up from page Kuf Chaf. You saw, I believe, this paragraph last time, and then we'll continue with the next page. And we're discussing and focusing here on the Taimei HaMitzvahs. Perhaps that's a good way of explaining the reasons of the mitzvahs. The Maral disagreed with the Rambam, or the Ramban, and his focus is that, yes, the mitzvahs refine the person, but the focus is that of sichlius. The focus is the sichlius is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the seichel. And these are words which we have to bring down to understand what's being said over here. So let's pick up again. The da'oid. Ki ha'garin ashen nizra ba'adama. A seed which is planted in the ground. Hu maitzi ilon u'peiras v'olin v'hanofim. Produces the tree, the fruit, the branches, and the fruit, and everything that comes from the tree. And the leaves and the fruit are in a specific form. That, of course, the peach tree will produce peaches, and the peaches and that look like the other peaches, and the apple tree will produce the apples, and so on and so forth. And if it doesn't produce that which looks like it's supposed to, then there's a defective deformity in the formation of that apple, of that peach. Because each seed, the nature, the teva, produces that which is like the information in the seed. But I'll tell you, don't ask, don't say, Yishim, ha'ya ma'itzi ha'nofim ha'olim mitzura ha'cheres, she'yazer ra, ra ki kach goza ha'teva shel ha'garin. Says, don't say. So it says the Maral, don't say if you have the leaves that come out, the branches and the leaves, but Surah Cheres in a different form, that it's bad. Rak, but rather, that's what the seed of the nature of the seed brought forth. With Sura Zois, and with this form, with Toya Hazeh, and this way it looks, Yoitze Hagarin Hazeh El Hapoyel Hagomer. This garin, this seed, produces its purpose, its goal of this fruit. So the Maral is saying that whether it produces the proper fruit or the not proper fruit, so one might say that it's b'shlemus either way. But that's incorrect, because the fruit, if it doesn't produce its peach that you planted, then it's not good. That's not the teva of the peach to produce something which is deformity. There's a problem here. In order to produce a proper peach tree, a proper peach, it has to come out the way a peach is supposed to look. And if it's something else, the Maral says that it did not reach its goal. It did not reach its shleimus. That's the mashal. The nimshul is k'moike in atzmaya nefesh he milamaylo he zocho utahiro. The nefesh is 100% pure. V'nitnag begufa adam lamata. And the nefesh is placed in this body that we are in down here. V'tzarich sheyaitzei oiso el hapoyel. Our job is to bring to fruition the goal of what the nefesh can accomplish. Just like the seed, when it goes into the ground and it opens up and produces the same information that the seed has, this peach tree that's in the seed information there. Okay. And when the nefesh produces its goal, and as we'll see, we know, we learned already, and we already know, that the nefesh, when it comes out and learns Torah and does mitzvahs, that's how it reaches the shleimus. Mitzad shleimus shelo, he davko lemayla im Hashem, it clings to Hashem. So, let's understand. The Maral is using this dimyon, this comparison between the nefesh and the garin, the seed. Just like a seed that, whether I have flowers in front of me. I don't know what types of flowers these are, but whatever these flowers are, you take more of these types of flowers and you plant them, and they'll produce similar to the flowers that they came from. That's how generally things work. The Maharal is saying, what is it that the nefesh is supposed to produce? The nefesh comes from above, and it's supposed to produce Torah mitzvahs. And if it doesn't, so there's a deformity here. There's that which is lacking. Next page, Kuf Kaf Aleph. Rak zewa hefresh. Ki ilon hoitzos toyar hanofim ha'olin vitzura saperos hakol hu teptivi. The difference between the tree, Moshul, is it's all natural. It's all natural. Put the seed in the ground, this cedar tree, or this type of tree, or that type of tree, the cherry tree, whatever it is. But not the cherry, but the trees, right? Is going to produce the type of tree that it is. Aval ha'odom ha'kol mitzad ha'nefesh. By the odom, everything is mitzad ha'nefesh. Ki ein ma'alosoi ha'achroino tivis klal. A person has this unique, special nefesh elokis. We all have inside of us a nefesh elokis. And according to the nafshoy elokis, nosnoy gamkein mitzvos miyuchados asheruim loy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this nefesh. And the Kosh Baruch Hu created the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are what bring out the purpose of why this person is here. And that's why Hashem gave us the Torah. Very timely as we're approaching Shavuos. We built the tivis. It's not natural, as opposed to the tree, as opposed to the fruit. Through the mitzvahs, through the Torah, a person comes to produce and fulfill his tachlis, his purpose. Many times people ask, like, what am I here for? Every single person is here to follow Shulchan Aruch. Every single person is here to follow Shulchan Aruch. Every single person. Now, is this person going to be a rabbi? Is this person going to be an accountant? These are all side points. These are all different things. But every single person has to follow Shulchan Aruch. By learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, they are fulfilling their tafkid. And this is what the pasuk hints to when it says, "Ki ha'odom eitz asode." The odom is eitz asode. What does it mean? The man is eitz asode. What does it mean? Man is eitz asode. K'moishin is bar b'makom acher. He is a tree of the field. Just like by the tree, when it brings forth its branches and its fruit. So it's to refine. So when the tree produces the proper tzura of what it's supposed to, that is its natural teva. Like we were saying earlier, it definitely will be deformed. Mekulko. As we see, it doesn't bring its shleimus to fruition. And this happens. Sometimes you buy a bag of apples and you see one of the apples. It's not good. You just throw it out, right? You see, it's deformed. It's not a good apple. But generally speaking, the apples produce, I mean, at least the ones we see. We don't know how many of them are like that sneak in there, right? Kach dover zeh. Im lo yhoye maitzi pu'ulas ha-mitzvahs el ha-poyol ha-yenisha v'koyach mutbal b'choymer. If a person did not fulfill the mitzvahs, ha-yenisha v'koyach mutbal b'choymer, he would remain with a potential which is being suppressed in physicality. And by him, it's a kilkul. When a person has potential, greatness, which we all have greatness inside of us, and we don't bring out the greatness by being medatek in the mitzvahs, by fulfilling the mitzvahs properly, kasher nafshe milamaylo, v'umut bo beguf, imkein ha-nefesh hu nisha bekoyach. Then the nefesh remains in the state of potential. It can accomplish, but it's not accomplishing. What's the tachlis? What's the purpose? Why we here? So the nefesh is put into the zchayim, into the guf. And the reason why we're here is to bring it out to potential. How so? Through Torah mitzvahs. For who? For every single person, every single yid. Male, female, every single one of us. Obviously, the women don't have the same chiyuv of limud Torah by men, but every mitzvah that applies to them, they have to know how to do that mitzvah. Hilchos brachas, hilchos Shabbos, hilchos tefillah, whatever. Halacha is a business. The ladies in business. Ribbis. When an isha learns these halachas and fulfills them properly, ben adam lechaveroi, not to speak lashon hara. All of this is taking the nefesh and bringing the tachlis. The ein zeh rak al yidei mitzvos elokis. So once again, right, your phone is being charged and plugged in from here to there, that wire to that wire to the wall. Every single connection has to be the right form of the wire. And if you flip that wire the other way around, it's not going to work. That cannot be plugged into the wall. You need specifically that type of, right? That's to be plugged into the phone. What charges and gives the energy to the nefesh? It's the, as he says here, it's the mitzvahs elokios. It's the mitzvahs that are from Hashem. And that's why the nefesh gets its boost, its charge, when it connects and fulfills the mitzvahs. Just like the seed comes out when it's in the ground, because they're both this physical, it needs to open up and produce in the ground. And this is going to be mitzarif nafshoy. This is going to refine his nefesh. Kashi yaitzis lepayon when it comes to fruition. So in the previous in the previous shiur on a different topic, we spoke about by the Pelyoyt shiur. If I could just tie it in for a second here on this topic, because really everything ties in together and all Torah. We mentioned that when you see it an emes tikatam lechachem, you should tell yourself, I love the tam lechachem. Build this ava inside of you. So I want to share with you, the reason why I'm bringing that in over here is because we said in the Maral just now that when there's a koyach of the nefesh that doesn't come to fruition, it's being suppressed. It's not coming out, it's not fulfilling its tafkid, its purpose in life. There was a person, which we know, and I'll say who this was, I'll say his name. It's not Lashon Hara. Who said, when I would see a Talmud Chacham, I'd want to bite him like a donkey. And he was asked, like usually people say dog. Why do you say donkey? Like, where'd that come from? And his response was, because when a donkey bites, a chamar, when a donkey bites, he breaks the bone. That was his response. Who is this? Who is this person that said this statement? That years before, when he would see a Talmud Chacham, he'd want to bite him with such a hatred. This is Rabbi Kiva. This was our Rabbi Kiva. It's Erev, it's right before.
Which is the Kiva.
Well, they're right. That time was just a Kiva. That's right. Is we're right before, a day before, right, and 2 days before Lag Baomer. Meshulam Bar Yochai is a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva. Everything we have is from Rebbe Kiva. Obviously, the other Tanaim as well. When Rebbe Kiva was just Akiva, who wanted to see a Talmud of Chacham and bite him like a donkey, his nefesh was being suppressed and was not Yotze Lepayel. And didn't come out to reach his tafkid. Could you imagine that? Imagine we saw Achar Maitz and he never became the Rebbe Kiva. But you learn through Midrashim that there was a person who could have been, but there was someone else. So now, we all have to make sure that we take out our nefesh and connect it to the mitzvahs elikiyos, the mitzvahs elikiyos, the mitzvahs of Hashem. And yes, to be medaktik in mitzvahs, medaktik in mitzvahs ben olam chaveiro, be medaktik in mitzvahs ben olam mokoyim. Well, the kach, next paragraph, amru zal, b'chol mokoyim kasher, hoyu roitzim lidaber al schar mitzvahs, amru, eilu dvarim sh'odom mechel, perusim b'olam hazeh. Now he's discussing, why is it the Chazal, when they use this term, that a person, he is right in the Dabba, the Chazal won't use this term of Schar Mitzvah. So what do they say? Eilu Dvarim Mishnah Peya Perakalf Mishnah Aleph, Eilu Dvarim Shodom Lechel Perasim Bailam Azeh. These are the things that a person, he's Oichel Perasim, he eats the fruit in this world. But the principal reward is an Eilu Mabo. Why are we using an example of the fruit, the tree? Because a person through the mitzvahs, he fulfills his tafkid. You know, like they say, what are you here for in this world? We know what we're here for. We're here to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. The greater we're medaktik in the mitzvahs, we do the mitzvahs of shleimus. We fulfill our tafkid. Now, once again, I'm not discussing should the person go to medical school, should he not go. That you speak to the person that. Then speak to his Rav who knows him, or his person who gives him Eitzes. That's a different purpose. That's a different point. Every single person, you know, there's a person in town. I was just diving next to him a couple of days ago. He's a doctor. He's a doctor in shop. And he had his Gemara in Ramban, right next to his Talisbeg. And right as soon as diving was over, he took his Svarim and his Talis, and he left. You know, he's going to the hospital. He has a chiyuv like everybody else to learn Gemara and to learn Ramban and to learn whatever he has to learn. Happens to be, in order to pay his bills, he's a doctor. But a yid, everyone, has to connect to his nefesh elikis through the Torah mitzvahs. V'mashi nefesh atzula milamayla, because this is the person's nefesh atzula. His nefesh atzula comes from above. Atzula is like a lashon of eitzel. There's a high madrega, a high oilam. Atzula. K'mosh yaitzei ilum lufol hashlema shaloi ad shekoyin ha'odam ha'meila ha'liyoyin ha'liyoyiz dovak bo'yiz barach. It's a very important point. In fact, in this edition, the one I have, it's underlined. It's because I underlined it. They didn't come underlined. But I think the Dveikus in Hashem is probably of the most important points. To be Dovak in Hashem, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's read those words again. A person is learning Torah, a person is doing mitzvahs, at Shekoine Ha'odom Ha'mayle Hel Yoino, to the point the person acquires this Mayle El Yoino, and he's clinging to Hashem. He has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, sometimes people like to mention, comes out that they have a shaychus with an Adam Gadol. Makes them feel good. You know, like a person says, he has a shaychus. You know, imagine you meet somebody who had a shaychus to Rav Shach. Somebody had a shaychus to Rav Shach. You know, Now you meet somebody who had a shaychus of Chaim Kanievsky, and you have a shaychus to that person. You have a shaychus to your yeshiva. It makes you feel good. Imagine a person with a shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a shaychus to Ribbono Shel Olam. And the greater that we are shomer our mitzvahs, b'simcha, that creates our dveikus b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein, einu cholisho, lama al yedei mitzvah hazoyis ha'odom b'shleimus b'poyel. So there's no question, there's no room for such a question. Ein lechulishu lama idei a mitzvah azos. Through this mitzvah, hadam mishlemes v'paya. A person becomes complete in action. Shavadai ein ze kasha. It's not a kasha. Kamoi she'ein lechulishu lama ilon ze v'paya. Hashlemes kasha. Tzuroso v'tayroso kach. We don't ask, you know, why is the peach tree producing peaches? Am I ever asked that question? I don't think so. Well, what else should it do? Produce watermelons? The peach tree is here to produce peaches. That's the teva of the peach tree. So a yid, his shleimus is through Torah mitzvahs. Lo yohayet zirasa v'tayarosa v'tayar. That's what the seed produces. Kach mischayev lefi nafshoy, so too. Mischayev lefi nafshoy. It obligates a person according to his nefesh elikis to connect to the mitzvah elikis. Ashehi elikis milamailo. Shubala shleimos kasher hu aise mitzvahs elu. The person is a complete. He is complete when he does the mitzvahs. Once again, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Nois in HaSeichel, gives the Seichel, she ha'adam b'poyel mitzad sheyesh loy nevesh lekis ma shegoyzer in yonay v'zeh utzir v'nashay. This is what a person, this is how a person finds himself. A person uses his Seichel to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvahs, through the Torah. That's how he refines himself. A person was created with 248 limbs, Eivarim, which we know are the positive, the mitzvah's essay, va'olam, and the world that we live in, that is 365 days, correspond to the negative, lo yisasei, don't violate, that keep the person lefi haseder, on track. Rak yamoid beseder shaloi, v'lo yomush hushlom b'shasa yom. He becomes complete on the 365 days. V'v'shvil kach nosan l'odom gamkin ramach mitzvahs esei el hashlamosoi. That's why man was given the 248 mitzvahs to fulfill his purpose. And he was given a 365 loisase to stay in the right order. As we mentioned in the previous year, that by the Goyim, by the Umas Ha'ilom, and originally by us as well, before we were Klal Yisrael, before we were people, we had Sheva Mitzvahs. And all the Sheva Mitzvahs we had mentioned last year are loisase. Because the loisase says, don't get off the wrong exit.
Except for the din.
Even din. All, yeah. We have yet to see how they are, but the Maharals explain that they're all. It's a good point, good hara. But all seven, because the seven discuss those six different directions and the center as well, that's seven. Because the purpose we mentioned last share was that just like when you're driving on the road, and if you make the wrong turn, you get off the exit too early, you got to get back on track. The loisasei is to keep you on track. That's the purpose of loisasei. So in other words, you have 365 mitzvahs lo yisasei, which are to keep us on track. Don't deviate. Don't get off the wrong exit. But now we just stay status quo. We still have to do the essay, the positive mitzvahs, to climb the ladder. Now climbing the ladder when you're off track, you're going up and going down. Like you're going up two and falling down five. Up three, going down four. Whatever it might be. Because a person is on the wrong exit, doing avarius also. So the loisa say is to make sure we're not doing averus. Stay on the track. So it seems like a davar pashut, which is not so pashut in the world we live in today. Ha'adam hu shehu ikir b'nevroim. Man is the purpose of creation. Where is man's place? It's tachas hashemesh. This is his house, this world is his house, and this place. k'moy shemaynu, shal kol advarim shem ba'olam yoyman shem tachas hashemesh. Everything that's in the world is what's called tachas hashemesh. We discussed this earlier in Perek Dalet. V'chol davar ba'olam yesh lo makom. Everything that's in the world has its place. K'moy shamru eilin chadavish ein lo makom. The mission Perek Yovas Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Eilin chadavar. There is no such thing of something shein lo makom. Ki ilu hayu hamakom shayich l'adam. It's like that place is shaykh for the person. To the point where if a person deviates from the makam, there's a problem now. That's why when the get is written, you have to also write the name of the place. Because it's shaykh to the adam, to the person. The makam is shaykh to the person. So therefore, the mitzvahs that were given to the person are physical mitzvahs because he lives in a physical world. That's his makam, that's his place. A person has 248 evarim, which is the shleimus adam. So sometimes people ask, well, what am I here for? What am I here for in this world? Well, you're here to fulfill Tariq mitzvahs to your greatest ability. Beinam l'chaveroi and beinam l'makom. V'yesh l'makom, v'yesh l'makom, asher hu boi. There's a typo, I think, here. And the yesh l'makom, asher hu boi, there's a place where he is. Asher ha'makom magbil hadavish lo yetzei. The makom, the place the person is to ensure that the person doesn't deviate from the proper path. Shelo yetzei. V'kvar amayinu ki mekoy meshal odom hu tachas hachama. And we said a person's place is tachas hachama, meaning on this world. We have 365 loisasei corresponding to the days of the year, the sun. Sheish lo shasayam ve'elu shasam mitzvus magbilin es ha'odom shel yetzei chutzo v'yavar elu shasam mitzvus. And the 365 mitzvus loisasei, as we have mentioned, they are to ensure that the person does not deviate and go on the wrong track. And that is his place. I'm reminding myself of a maisa that happened when I first got to yeshiva in Chaim Berlin a few years ago. I don't know, was it 26 years ago? I don't remember exactly. And I think it was my first night seder or second night seder. You might appreciate this one. You just came to Yeshiva, New Yeshiva also. And I was standing, I assume holding my sefer or my Gemara, I don't know. And there's a Bala Bas who turns around and he's looking at me. And he says to me, where's your makom? I literally just came to Yeshiva. So I said, I don't have one. So he looks at me like emphatically like, you don't have a makom? Everybody needs to have a makom. Where's your makom? he wasn't like upset at me. He's like, what kind of answer am I? What does it mean? I tell you, I don't have a makom. It's like saying, like, what's your name? Well, I don't have a name. That's what he was telling me. And he was right. I mean, obviously, you know, there's always a first day, right? Mm-hmm. You get to yeshiva, you don't have a makom. You just got here. The makom the maral is telling us, about the Ramban. The makom that Maral is referring to is Olam Hazeh to do the mitzvahs. That's the general makom. There's of course more specific. His house, his yeshiva, his community. That's why throughout Shas you always have he's from here, he's from there, right? Because it defines the makom, defines the person. Klal adover ki adam yoytz lif ol al yidei elu hamitzvus ad shu b'shleimus agama. This is the rule. A person is complete through the mitzvahs. The person feels that he's lacking in life, what should he do? Mechazik is mitzvahs. Mechazik is shmiras mitzvahs. Vim ki vadai kol divrei Torah darcher darchei noyam. Says yes. Ki vadai kol divrei Torah darcher darchei noyam. V'chol nisiv aser shalom. And all the pathways are pleasant, and there is a beautiful piece on the bottom over here elaborating, which we're not going to be able to have a chance to see tonight, about, I just tell you one point, we'll get to in a second. Kolaymar kol ki kol darcheo shel Torah heim toiv ba'atzma. All the words of Torah are ba'atzma, the good. V'zeh kineged mitzvahs esay. That refers to mitzvahs esay. Chol niyisiv aser shalom. All its pathways are peaceful. Zeh kineged lois esay. That corresponds to the lois esay. So in this passage, you have a reference to the essay and the lois essay. When a person doesn't leave the chayk, that which Hashem decreed, and Hashem says, don't violate, don't do. Vaz yesh lo shalom. Then he has peace. When a person, just think about for yourself, on a simple level, when you're lost and you get off the right track, and you know whatever excuses you want, you listen to the GPS, but it didn't tell you enough time, and you got off the wrong exit. You're lacking peace. You're not b'shleimus. You have to get back on the right track now. When the person is lo yotza ha'adam min ha'chayk ha'mugbol, when the person does not deviate from the chayk ha'mugbol, from the decree of the melech malchei ha'mlachim, v'oz yesh lo shalom, then he has peace. V'kasha yavar ha'chayk, v'nichnas b'gvul acher, she'en roi loy, ein shalom loy. But when the person does transgress the lo yisaseh, the person doesn't feel good afterwards. It's the initial aveira that gives a hana for that fleeting moment. But afterwards, ein lo shalom. It's not a peace. Rak ha-shalom ka'ashe yishar kol echad b'gvul shaloi. When is there shalom? When each person stays and remains in their makam, their place. Mikol makam, ein ma'ashe tziva ha-shim zbarach es ha-odam ha-mitzvah mipnei yishu toiv. It's not that Hashem said, do the mitzvah because it's good. Mitzvahs are, as we mentioned from the Medrash, it is to refine the Briyos. The question of regards to the machlokes between how the Ramban learns and how the Maral learns, that the Maral is learning is more alpi seichel, that is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Sichlius. A person should overpower the guf that he is in and connect to the mitzvah lakiyus where he comes from. We're just going to finish off the parak over here, just another couple short paragraphs here. I just want to share with you something very beautiful that he brings in number 77. In the bottom of on the previous page, when he says that a person has to stay in the proper path, proper direction, and if he deviates from his makom, so he's lacking shalom. And he discusses, he brings from the Chidusha Godois to Shabbos Daf Chafeim at Beis, where he discusses near Shabbos is Oisa Shalom. And near Shabbos, when you light Shabbos candles, it brings shalom. Shalom bayis. So he brings out like this. How do you call choshech? What is it now? It's called evening is erev, right? Mm-hmm. What's morning is boiker. Erev, bayer, rayiv, boiker. So listen to these beautiful words of the Maral. Why is it called erev? Why is it called boiker? What is erev? Erev is when there are things that are mixed together. Mu'uravim yachad. When things are mixed together, it creates a lack of clarity. Boiker is bikur, is to investigate. There's a clarity. And that's why he's saying that the word erev is given to night, to dark, because there's a lack of clarity, because it's dark outside. At night, things are mixed together. And one thing to the next is not able to be recognized. They're mixed together. And the light is called biker. Shall yideha or through the light, there's an ability to differentiate between one thing and the next. You see how beautiful it is? We now have an explanation and a clarity why nighttime is called Erev, because the darkness creates this confusion of things. It's hard to differentiate between one thing and the next. Biker is R, is light, because Biker, you're able to investigate and see what's the clarity of what's what. Okay, there's more to talk about now, but let's just finish the parak over here with this last paragraph. Lekach kama mitzvahs shimason acher is chayv misa. There are mitzvahs that one person does it, he gets olam haba. Another person is chayv misa. What's such a category like this? So it says the Gemara in Sanhedrin: the goy is shomer as a Shabbos chayv misa. A goy that is shomer Shabbos is chayv misa. So a goy that keeps Shabbos is chayv misa. V'ilu haya mitzvah mishum shadavra zeh v'amaisa zeh toy ba'atzma. He's now coming against the Ramban. If you're saying the act itself, so he did the same act. The guy did the act, he did the act. So the Ramban, the Maral is proving, no, it's not intrinsically in the act itself. So did the guy do a Maisa Toif? So he's saying, well, the Maisa is Chayim Misa for it. It's Rak Sheha Mitzvah Heim El HaMekabel Kivisei the HaSichli HaSharoi. This is the Maral's Mahalich, that it's the mitzvah is kefi the seichel of the Adam. Lezeh noisin sidrei kach. That's why it's organized in such a way. Lezeh ein noisin loisider kach. One gets mitzvah, the guy gets the mitzvah, and Yid gets the mitzvah. Amol im seida Hashem's barach hamitzvah kefi atoyv. But if it's all the mitzvah is only because of kefi atoyv, that which is good, soif, haya ma'isa hazeh, hahu, toi ba'atzma, the ma'isa itself was good. L'kach, ha'mitzvah seh mitzar from adam zeh. And then the mitzvah would be refining the person through the action. Ve'zeh mimisim, ki ha'kol, l'fi ha'seh de'hasichli. But no, that's not the case. It's going all, this is, by the way, right here, the mahalich of the maral, that the mitzvahs are l'fi ha'seh de'hasichli. That's what the explanation means when the Medrash says, what does it make a difference to Hashem whether you shecht from the neck or from the nape? The act itself, there's no difference. That's the key words again. If you say the hasichli, the seder hasichli. The izbar lecha shall yoimar adam ki amitzus heim shahashem is barach. Person shouldn't say that ki hamitzus heim. What are the mitzvahs? Shehashem is barach reitz hashchita b'atzma. Hashem wants actual shchita. Rak b'nei shehashchita hu ma'ase shiroya la adam seder hazeh. But rather, the shchita is an act, is an action that's Roy, that's fit, is appropriate, Ela Adam, to the person, say their hazet. This order. Loi mitzad etzem ha-shechita, not the actual act of the shechita, v'zeo bevadei zikuch ha-nefesh. K'may she-beyanu. L'fichach, l'osid, in the future, is coming to answer now, kasha Hashem is barach, yasa su dosu v'sadikim. Loi tei shum shechita klal. There won't be shechita in the future by Levi Yotzon, which we brought this in two shum earlier. Why not? Listen to the reason why not. Why won't there be shechita? In other words, he's asking, according to you, the Ramban, maybe the Rambam also, if you need the shechita, so then do shechita. We'll do the action. So he's saying no, because mi'achar ki ha-shechita hi litzaref ha-adam, lo'asid lo yet tzarech tziruf. The shechita is litzaref ha-adam. It's to refine the person. In the future, we already be in the highest madrega. We don't need the shechita back in the future because we hit the shleimus, we hit the perfection already, so we don't need the shechita. The ilu haya hashechita toiva v'ruya mitzad atzma. If the shechita itself was intrinsically good because of itself, so im kain lamatei hashechita b'teilu. So why would shechita be bottled? Why is there no shechita? Ki hadavar shu toiv mitzad atzma. It's intrinsically good. Ein bitaloi. It wouldn't be bottled. Wouldn't be nullified. Rak ki hashchita hi letzarif ha'adam. Shchita is letzarif ha'adam, to refine the person. Mitzar ki ma'isa hashchita haseichel mechayiv ze shekach yaseh adam. The seichel obligates that that's what the person should do. Ubezeh adam hu bepoyal Hashem. And when the person fulfills the tafkid of the mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah, meaning the person is doing the mitzvah and connecting to the mitzvah elikis through the neshama elikis. That's how he fulfills his tafkid. That's why the mitzvah is to refine his nefesh, shimel ha'mailo, which comes from above, and that's how he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing the mitzvahs. How he cuts the animal open. That's why she'ein oyd siruf. Ain shchita. There's no shchita. There's no need for more refining. The davar zeh mavur b'yoyser, as we'll see with Hashem in the next parak. This is difficult for me to understand. I hope it's clear for you to understand. But the main point here that the Maharal is bringing out is that the mitzvahs are, yes, to refine the person. It's connecting l'fi seichel ha'adam. If you say there, everything has its order, its place, its makom, and when the person refines himself to the point where shechita is not necessary, so that's why there's no shechita. It's not the mitzvah, it's that the person elevated himself to a point where he doesn't need the shechita anymore. And Hashem will continue, and we shall be zoiche to fulfill the mitzvahs b'shleimusenu, according to our greatest ability, to refine ourselves properly.